college education used to be free. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Adam, professor of transnational history at the University of Texas, Arlington, details the reasons why this changed.
The 1920s saw a sea change in the ways in which college education was to be paid for. In the 19th century, college students did not pay tuition. State universities were founded with a mandate of providing education free of charge. And while private colleges provided education at a fee, tuition was often absorbed by scholarships. Private colleges were, after all, founded as charitable institutions with the expectation that they would be maintained by contributions from donors. The provision of tuition-free education for students was based upon the expectation that students upon graduation would become ministers and teachers who serve the needs of their communities. A college degree was thus considered a public good that was paid for by the community. This changed in the 1920s for two major reasons. First, colleges trained no longer just ministers and teachers, but also engineers, lawyers, and medical doctors, who stood to enter well-paying careers upon graduation. Second, more and more college students came from rich families. These students attended college not for its educational benefits, but for enjoying the social life of a college student. Therefore, college administrators advocated that students who came from rich families and who were expected to make good money after graduation should pay for their college education. Students were expected to pay tuition that covered the full cost of their education, and to pay the tuition, students were to take out student loans. College education turned from a public good to a personal pursuit.
That was Thomas Adam of the University of Texas, Arlington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.